I do write poetry that rhymes from time to time, and I often take my poems from the newspapers. And we've had a problem with foreign swans on the bay, and a series of articles in The Sun has discussed this over the past few years. This poem comes from Raritan, the literary journal of Rutgers. It's called A Lamentation of Swans, and it's not just being sad or memorializing the swans, but in Old English, in the same way that a pack of hounds is a group of dogs or a pod of whales, a lamentation is a group of swans. A lamentation of swans. Like immortal cells growing in a dish, the alien swans multiply beyond our wish for silent beauty. And the buried day rises as a dream. How to kill the mute swans, its theme, one Tchaikovsky never penned, is now debated in shoreside bars and fens by oystermen who lift their glasses in sad farewell to black skimmers and underwater grasses. They mourn the native tundra swan and the least tern before it too is gone. And if alien beauty must be trapped or shot or poisoned, its nested eggs addled not to hatch, they're willing to concede how often beauty breeds dark necessity.